getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
This is Barry Crane, senior pastor of North Sound Church in Edmonds, Washington. Failure. Most of us have not lived very long before we felt its sting. We can agree that it does not feel very good. According to Chicken Soup for the Soul, we're not alone. After Fred Astaire's first screen test in 1933, a memo was written by the MGM testing director that said, "Can't act, slightly bald, can dance a little." Astaire mounted the memo above the fireplace in his Beverly Hills home. Vince Lombardi, famous coach of the champion Green Bay Packers, had a football expert say of him earlier in his life that he possesses minimal football knowledge and lacks motivation. The author of Little Women, Louisa May Alcott, was advised by her family to find work as a seamstress or a servant. And even Beethoven. Apparently, he did not handle the violin well and preferred to play his own compositions rather than work on technique. His teacher called him hopeless as a composer. And the teacher, a famous opera singer, Enrico Caruso, said he had no voice at all and could not sing. And finally, Walt Disney was fired by a newspaper for lacking ideas. He went bankrupt several times before building Disneyland. Failure is a fact of life, but we can choose how we handle failure when it comes our way. True failure is not to experience a setback, but rather to quit when setbacks come our way. We need to learn from our failures and turn what we have learned into a building block for the rest of our lives. As a Christian, I'm encouraged in the example of those who have also failed, yet were able to recover from their failures. Peter was a disciple of Jesus who, when Jesus needed him most just before his crucifixion, denied him not once but three times, denied him that he even knew him. Yet not long after the resurrection, Jesus restored Peter by giving him an opportunity to express his affirmation and love for Jesus not once but three times. We know that Peter went on from his failure to become one of the great leaders of the church. One of the wonderful things about God is that he loves us in spite of our shortcomings and has promised to make good come out of bad if we let him. Often failure gives us a new perspective on our lives, our gifts, and our future. The same publication quoted earlier tells a story of a little boy who had a ball and a bat. He threw the ball into the air and said, "I am the greatest baseball player ever," and he swung a mighty swing at the ball and missed completely. Undeterred, he threw the ball up again and said, "I'm the greatest baseball player ever," and again he swung and missed the ball completely. After doing this several times, he again threw the ball, gave another mighty swing that missed the ball, and exclaimed, "Wow, what a pitcher." Failure helps us learn that we are sometimes better pitchers than batters in the game of life.
You've been listening to Pastor Barry Crane of North Sound Church in Edmonds. For more details about the church, visit them online at northsoundchurch.com.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.